This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Did you see these youth diabetes stats? Wow. Give me like 10 minutes and I'm going to go off on that. I'm not going to get upset though, because it's a Thursday, man. We're almost to the weekend. Remember, when Thursday's show is over, you're officially at the weekend, because Friday counts as weekend when it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, get your questions in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get them in now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Get them in. We're going to take the whole 3 hours answering your questions. Now, I got this email, and you know I don't apologize, right? But whatever the non-apology apology version is, I probably should do it, because I did something I never do. Now, this is probably because I'm white trash, but and I'm uneducated. You know these things. I'm white trash and I'm uneducated. I have always hated when people use gigantic words they know most people don't understand, but they use them anyway to sound smart. It has always bothered me. I always think to myself, I've always thought that's so disrespectful to people. It's just intentionally trying to make yourself sound smarter than everyone else, trying to make someone else feel dumb. I've always thought it was disrespectful. So I try not to do that. I mean, I don't have the vocabulary to do that anyway, but I try not to do that. And I also try not to do this. I try not to bring up things like when I talk about military jargon or something like that. I try not to bring up things and act like, oh, everyone should just understand what that means. I try to explain it because I understand a lot of people don't. I make this mistake on occasion, although I try not to, when it comes to history. I'll bring up a name. I'll bring up an event. And I shouldn't do this. I'll just be, oh, yeah, you know, like I did it. I think this was last night or the night before. Oh, you know Franco. Why would I assume you know Franco? Just because it's somebody I've read up on and watched documentaries on and things like that? You haven't. So what did I just Tommy Topper you, trying to make you feel stupid? It's not what I was trying to do, but apparently I did it. Says, Jesse, the subject is tell us about Franco. Jesse, some of us deplorables don't know about Franco. Please enlighten us. Buenas tardes, senior bandito. Look, all I have to say is
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you. Okay, this is to set this up in case you missed it earlier this week. This is what I said. There was a story about this trans couple. Yes, there's two of them. This trans couple who have a trans 10-year-old boy. They're turning into a girl. They've turned him into a 10-year-old trans fashion model. He's walking boardwalks at New York fashion shows. And they've announced already their intention at 16 to go into a doctor and have his penis cut off. And what I said was this. I would love to get back to a limited government, constitution, freedom, like all that stuff, all that traditional conservative libertarian stuff. Like I would love to be back there. That's my preferred form of government, small government. However, if you force me to choose between allowing that in a society or a right-wing dictator, I will choose the right-wing dictator, and I will choose the right-wing dictator enthusiastically. And I brought up Franco, and I just threw it out there, and apparently I didn't explain a daggone thing, and it's not something I tried. I try to never do that, but apparently I did it. So just this is very, very brief. Just going to go through history. Just give me a couple minutes, okay? Because I think there is one coming here in America. I believe we have a right-wing dictator coming, because now we've allowed them to control so much of so many of the institutions. Now we can't live and let live our way out of it. Now there's no laissez-faire way out of it. You cannot live and let live your way out of communism. It doesn't work that way. It has to be aggressively purged, especially when its roots have gotten this deep. When they even control the medical institutions, we're going to have to do things you don't like. We're going to have to pass laws you don't like. We're going to have to attack these people with our various state institutions in ways you don't like. But back to Franco. Spain. Spain was going through a period of upheaval. Remember, at one point in time, this is crazy to think about. A lot of people don't realize this. Go look, go do an image search online of Spain, the areas Spain controlled around the world at the height of their power. Your jaw will drop at how much of the world Spain controlled, at least somewhat. It is amazing. It is amazing. It was like all of the Western Hemisphere. They had basically all of North America. I realize the British and French were there, but it's huge. You see it, Michael? You see what I'm talking about? People don't think about that because Spain just isn't a significant world player anymore, even though their food's really good. They're just not a big world player. Well, eventually that fell off, and Britain kind of took over that role. The British Navy took over the role, and they moved on. Spain began to shrink and all kinds of civil strife. But long story short, let's get to the 1900s. Communism was beginning to get on the rise globally. I don't have to tell you about them taking over Russia. Okay, now you had the Soviets and communism was on the rise. And we don't think about this. Communists were trying to gain a foothold in many countries. They were actually trying to gain a foothold in Germany. The communists and the Nazis were each trying to get a foothold while Hitler was coming up. Lots of the communists switched and became Nazis. Did you know that? They called them, what did they call them? Beefsteak Nazis, I believe is what they called them. Brown on the outside, red in the middle, or something like that. It was something to that effect. Communists were trying to get a hold in France. This was a political movement that was trying to go mainstream with various levels of success across the globe. Well, they were getting a foothold in Spain, and they were getting a major foothold in Spain. Now, something you really need to understand about Spain is a very, 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 now I can't speak to how it is now. I'm not a modern Spain expert. I've never been, although I'd like to go. I've never been, but they at least were an extremely Catholic nation, and I'm sure a lot of that is left over. A very, very Catholic nation, very religious, very Catholic country. Communists despise all other religions because, remember, communism is in of itself a religion. They view all other religions as being heresy. Remember, it's not that communists hate Christianity. Communists, yes, they hate Christianity, but they hate all forms of religion. They hate Judaism. They hate Islam. Communists hate Buddhism. Remember in China, when Mao was having his cultural revolution, they were tearing down the Buddhist temples. Any competing religion, the communist hates. And because the communist is a vicious anti-human monster, the way the communist goes after these religions is horrific. Francisco Franco was a young hotshot of an officer in the military. Supposedly, depending on what you read, his dad was abusive. I guess Franco had a squeaky voice. His dad just did not care for Franco that much. But Franco joined the military and became a very accomplished, very brave military man and worked his way up and was soon a high-ranking general. He was a military officer in Spain. Right about the time the communists took over Spain, and what that looked like was, I mean, it was horrific, and most people don't know about this because there's a very good chance your child has been educated by communists in America's school system his entire life. People don't know about the horrors of Spanish communism because America's education system covers up the horrors of communism because America's education system is run by communists now. It's just that simple. In fact, if go bring up Franco to anybody, if they were educated in America's education system, they will probably immediately start scolding you about what an evil, monstrous, violent dictator Franco was. He was basically Hitler. Did you know he aligned himself with Hitler? He was a monster. And yet you ask them about the Spanish communists at the time who were taking over, had taken over Spain. They don't really know much about them. Or you'll get something real milquetoast. Well, I mean, yeah, that wasn't very good either. I mean, it was okay, but they weren't near as bad as that monster Franco. To this day, they attack Franco in Spain. You know, they're digging up memorials and things like that. The communists are modern-day communists. Anyway, what did it look like? How was it when the communists took over Spain? How in the world could some right-wing dictator rise? I'll explain. I'll finish my thought on that, and I'll tell you how it applies to us here before I get to so much more on the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, part of the fight against communism in this country is fighting against corporations that have gone that way, though. Always remember that. You see the news about Walmart today? Walmart funding abortions for their employees. This is the same Walmart that kicked Mike Lindell out of their store because Mike Lindell and MyPillow won't stop speaking out on behalf of our values. Now, you know I'm a bit of a Walmart type. I've been spent a lot of time in Walmarts. I won't be back. Whenever I need things like bedding, like comfortable footwear, I go to MyPillow now. One, because MyPillow's stuff, their quality is amazing. And two, I do it as a gigantic up yours to Walmart. I do. MyPillow has a huge sale right now on their footwear, their My Slippers, their slides, their sandals. You can get them as low as $29.98 right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Look, I'm not at all surprised that Mitch McConnell is attacking this. And the reason he's attacking it is because it is very, very popular. Popular among Democrats, independents, Republicans, popular. And you know why? Because I don't think there's anybody left in America who doesn't know somebody who isn't struggling with student loan debt. This has become a part of our country now. People for whom their only sin was to want to try to get an education and not be in a family that...
I can't play it anymore. Elizabeth Warren's voice is hard to play. She just... Man, isn't she the ultimate feminist? From the Beach Boys haircut to those bugged out eyes to the voice. It's just the worst. It's just the worst thing. All right. We're going to get to youth diabetes stuff, and we're going to get to Pfizer, what they're gearing up to do to Trump. We have a ton to get to tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Crap, I have a bunch of emails to get to, but I want to finish this story about Franco. So the communists took over Spain, and what they began to do, particularly to the Catholic Church, was shocking. Because remember, you know that communists are vicious, demonic monsters now. That's something you know because you have 100 years of education. You have all the books in the world. You know about that. Well, this was early on. They were still kind of fresh. People didn't realize exactly what they were dealing with until they started, I don't want to use that word. I know kids are listening. Many men would assault the nuns in the Catholic churches. The communists, they would attack the churches. They would sometimes crucify the priests on the altar of the church, and then the men would abuse the nuns without end, and they did it because they're demons. They also did it because they wanted the nuns to get pregnant with communist children. The things that were done to the Catholic Church by the communists in Spain, I would go into it more, but again, I know people listen with their families and little kids. Just know it's really, really, really ugly. People who loved Spain, loved their country, loved their culture, loved the Catholic Church, they weren't crying out for a dictator from the right originally. But in the face of horror like that, eventually they turned to a man, Franco, who used his position and gathered up a military and fought a civil war against the communists, and won, killed a whole lot of communists, and he succeeded. And he restored the Catholic Church, actually brought about a ton of economic prosperity because he kind of, I don't want to sit here and act like it was some constitutional republic bastion of freedom. No, Franco would have you taken out and shot if you were a communist. He would. I'm not pretending otherwise. But in response to demonic horror in front of their eyes, Spain turned to a man who could protect them. Here in the United States of America, I know we love Jefferson and Washington and Reagan, and I love that. That's what I want. I'd prefer we have that. I know you probably would too. But that's probably not an option that's available to us now. When I look at a trans couple abusing this poor 10-year-old boy, turning him into a girl and announcing their intention to cut his penis off as soon as he's of age, I say to myself, I would 100% accept a Franco if it means that stops happening within the borders of my country. And I know I'm not alone. I know that there are a gigantic number of you right now nodding your head, probably a whole lot of you saying, shoot, I want one. Because when you're faced with this kind of horror, you want a solution to it. People inherently, this is how God made us, people inherently seek out a just society, a good society. And when they find themselves immersed in an evil one, they will look to anything they can to find that justice. So that's who Franco was. That's who he was. Look, that wasn't meant as a Franco puff piece. You can take it that way or not. I don't care. It was meant as a warning for where we're going. We're going to a place where the right will turn to someone like that. I've mentioned this before. I'll mention it again. In 10 years, I'm not talking about distant future. Within 10 years, probably less, probably now, but within 10 years, you will see someone running on the Republican ticket nationally who will make it part of his party platform that he will jail journalists in the United States of America. He will, once elected, he will take journalists, he will send government agents into their homes for lying, and he will have them thrown in jail. That's obviously a blatant violation of the First Amendment and against everything we've ever stood for and all these other things. That guy would win 60, 70% of the vote if he ran on that platform. Why? Well, here's one great example for you. Democrats accuse Trump administration of rushing COVID treatments and vaccines. Now, let's be fair here, because I've been hard on Trump when it comes to this. And deservedly so. Trump did make this bed a bit himself. He did go on Fox News and say this.
As far as the vaccine, I'm very proud of it. I pushed the FDA like they've never been pushed. They don't like me too much. I'm not so sure I like them. Very bureaucratic. But I got them to approve a great vaccine, three of them, in a period of less than 9 months. I was told by Fauci and everybody else it would take 3 to 5 years and probably five, and it probably won't even happen. And I got it done in less than 9 months.
Okay, so I'm not absolving Trump of responsibility. I get that. However, you understand, you're not an idiot. You understand full well where this big push came from. Yes, Trump pushed it. He has been pushing it recently, but this was a media push. This was a Fauci push. This was a Joe Biden push. You remember places like New York City wouldn't allow you to go in and eat unless you had it. This was an international push to take it. And I don't have to remind you what it was like. Maybe you already took it in the middle of that. Maybe you wanted to. Maybe you felt pressured. Maybe you had to do it to keep your job. Again, there's no judgment here. People, that was a wild time. Wild time. No judgment here at all. But they're getting ready to... they're getting ready to have to address something that's happening right now. It's happening internationally. If you're somebody who pays attention to the news like you undoubtedly do, you already know these stories. But there are things the communists and the system itself, there are things they can cover up and there are things they cannot cover up. The communists can be very effective at covering up, are we in a recession or not? I mean, look, we're in a recession. We know that. What did they do? They simply started changing the definitions of it. They changed the dictionary definition and they lied about it for 2 or 3 days. Now everyone moved on and people aren't really talking about a recession. Okay, that's something because we're dealing with economics and numbers and things like that. That's something that they can cover up and lie about to some effect. But what's happening right now, what's starting to bubble to the surface is not something they can cover. It's really ugly. I'll explain what I mean in just a second. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in now. to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Ah! All right, back to what we're talking about. They're getting ready to find themselves a scapegoat. A scapegoat for what? Well, there are things they cannot cover up. When you have a 40% increase in deaths with young people, 18 to 64, that's not something that you can cover up. But it's actually beyond that. When you have this level of miscarriages, lost pregnancies, when you have these numbers go up the way they are, it's not something you can cover up. Notice how the CDC recently, they dropped all the vaccine requirements and basically admitted, it just doesn't keep you from getting it. You don't get stopped from spreading it. Never mind, guys are backing off. You notice that happened? Why am I reading headlines saying Democrats accuse Trump administration of rushing COVID treatments and vaccines? Because as this stuff continues to come out now, and you can't keep death hidden that well, they're going to blame Trump. And maybe you're sitting there saying they should. Maybe you're sitting there saying, that's a lie, Jesse. They were the ones who tried to force people to get it. That's wrong. It's a lie. You're right. It's wrong. It's a lie. You're right. You're right. But these are not people capable of shame, and they're certainly not people interested in the truth at all. You do remember how nefarious all that stuff was, right? You know I hate Operation Warp Speed. I don't have to go into it. But that was Trump's baby. Do you remember how evil it was? Pfizer, they kept the news that they had a vaccine, if we're still going to call it that. They kept the news quiet until after the election, so Trump wouldn't have a political win. Trump gets Operation Warp Speed passed. They churn out the vaccine. It's ready to roll. And all the big pharma guys, after getting big checks and liability protection courtesy of Trump, promptly responded by sticking a knife in his back. That's how nefarious and evil the system truly is. I know you think it's outside of the realm of possibility these people would be able to pin all these adverse effects on Trump. These people are without shame. They have no interest in truth whatsoever. They're going to do it. And let's be frank, they're going to have enough ammo that it's going to work on a lot of people.
As far as the vaccine, I'm very proud of it. I pushed the FDA like they've never been pushed. They don't like me too much. I'm not so sure I like them. Very bureaucratic. But I got them to approve a great vaccine, three of them, in a period of less than 9 months. I was told by Fauci and everybody else it would take 3 to 5 years and probably five, and it probably won't even happen. And I got it done in less than 9 months.
Be expecting to hear a lot of that in the coming year or two as they, you watch, you mark my words, better write this one down, Michael. In 2024, during the presidential run, Trump's the likely nominee, right? It's the most powerful Republican in the country. If Trump's the nominee, you're going to see those words all over television as they attempt to muddy the waters and blame everything on Trump. You watch, they will. These people are not above that at all. These people were, well, I mean, this is how evil these people are.
Now, fast forward to the early 21st century, when we just don't need the vast majority of the population.
Because the
future is about developing more and more sophisticated technology, like, again, artificial intelligence, bioengineering. Most people don't contribute anything to that, except perhaps for their data. And whatever people are still doing, which is useful, these technologies increasingly will make redundant and will make it possible to replace the people.
These people are monsters. You want to hear about monstrous? How about this one? Youth type 2 diabetes diagnosis jumped 77% during COVID-19. Kids weren't even at risk from COVID. Everyone knew, don't let them lie to you, everyone knew early on this was a disease that attacked the obese and the elderly with pre-existing conditions. It was never a disease that posed any danger to kids, and we just wrecked kids in this country over it. Criminal abuse. This is why I talk about people having to go to prison. Dr. Fauci needs to be put on trial. Dr. Birx, these people need to be put on trial. Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky needs to be arrested, and there needs to be a public trial. Nothing evil. I want a public trial. She deserves representation, but the American people deserve to know. The CDC's up there handing out guidance that destroyed kids. It made them fat. It destroyed their mental health. They're losing the ability to speak. You have play it, Michael.
Director, do you think the lockdowns went too far?
You know, many of those lockdowns predated me at the CDC. Here is what I can tell you since my time at the CDC and watching it even beforehand, and that is there were important decisions that we had to make in imperfect time with imperfect data. And we always updated those decisions as those data were evolving.
We have kids across the United States of America either killing themselves or getting so fat their fatness is killing them. You don't get to step up there as director of the CDC and say, hey, it was an imperfect time. Whoopsie. I just made a little oopsie. My bad. Nope. Don't get to get away with that. Speaking of that, we have to talk about this lady in a mixed weight relationship. I didn't make up that term. All right, we'll get to that in a minute. I have to get to some emails. I haven't gotten to like any. We still have to talk FBI stuff. Someone again tried to murder Marjorie Taylor Greene. Do that in a second. Jesse. Like the Starship Enterprise, you go where no broadcaster has gone before. We need more men and women on the airwaves getting out the word. Let's hope your enthusiasm serves as a wake-up call for all who fall within the sound of your voice. I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm just very rude. I'm just naturally rude. The wife says I lack shame. She says I end up doing things that are rude a lot because I don't care what anyone else thinks of me. And I guess I could probably see that. It's just, I don't know that I would say I don't care. It's just not something that crosses my mind. To the political Ronan. I've been wondering what your theme song is. Oh, Ronan. Have you ever seen, you know what a Ronan is, Michael? Gosh, you're such a child. All right. In feudal Japan, there were samurai. Obviously, I know you know what samurai were. Well, samurai, they went on a code. The code was you had to protect your master at all costs. When I say feudal, just picture it was divided up into states, right? Different regions where the daios, I shouldn't use words, the lord of the region, he had an army of samurai. They were the elite 10% of society. It was considered a horrible dishonor if your owner got killed. And they were always fighting other daios. They were always fighting other lords. So you'd always have samurai army fighting samurai army and things like that. Crap, I ran out of time. I'm going to have to finish this in a second. Then we'll get to some more emails. Go buy some food. No, I don't mean fast food. Although actually a double cheeseburger does sound fantastic. Michael, we should reach out to My Patriot Supply and see what the cheeseburger situation is for the emergency food supply. What if we could do a Jesse Kelly burger as part of the My Patriot Supply emergency food supply? Oh my gosh, that's such a good idea. I'm reaching out to him after the show. In the meantime, go get yours because you can get them $250 off right now. Remember, a basic recommendation is that you have 3 months of food in your home. 3 months of emergency food that won't go bad and you can live 2,000 calories a day. Every person in your home should have a 3-month food supply. Be honest. Do you have that? If you don't, go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That'll get you $250 off an emergency food kit. Everyone in your home needs one. If you live alone, just get one, right? But there's four of you, get four of them. Preparewithjessekelly.com.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Yes, we have even, I know it's hard to believe, we have even more malfeasance at the FBI. That's coming up about 10 minutes from now. I will get to that. I want to get to finish this story real quick about the Ronin, get to some more emails. We have a hilarious 2-minute clip of Corinne Diversity hire just getting crushed by the press. It's so good. All right, but real quick on the Ronin. So Japanese feudal society. You have a lord. The lords are always fighting other lords. And they're trying to, it was more than just open warfare. They were trying to assassinate him. Ninjas. You know what a ninja is? Everyone knows what a ninja is. Ninjas were the trained assassins of the samurai. You would shed the armor and put on the all black. And what the goal was for the ninjas was you were trying to sneak into the other lord's society, into his area, and kill him. You were always trying to assassinate the other guy in charge. Now, if you were a samurai and your lord was killed, you were, oftentimes they would kill themselves. That's, they would kill themselves in a really ugly way. In case you're ever wondering why the Japanese did that in World War II, that went back to the samurai, where you would commit seppuku. You would stab yourself in the guts, not in the heart, right? Where you go fast, you'd stab yourself in the guts and then drag the knife across your guts. Horrible, horrible way to go. And you would normally have someone standing, a friend would stand beside you. Sorry, Michael, if this is dark. You would have a friend standing behind you after you got done carving your guts up. Whoom, he would chop off your head for you to end your suffering. That's kind of, it was what, Michael? It's history. I'm being honest. What? It is impractical, but the pain was part of it, right? So if you were dishonored, that's what you did. So if your master was killed, it wasn't uncommon for you to kill yourself. Now, I don't have to tell you, that didn't sound that appealing to everybody. I don't know about you. Me personally, I don't think dragging a knife through my intestines sounds like a good time. So some would become masterless. They would roam around, and they were called Ronin. That's what a Ronin is. In fact, even though Robert De Niro is a world-class piece of crap, the movie Ronin is a great movie. It's not actually about samurai. It's about it's a cool little spy flick. Very, very cool flick. Ronin, totally underrated. Anyway, back to the guy's question. Jesse, I've been wondering what your theme song is. Basically, the song you want everyone to think of when you walk in a room. Mine is the old Salt and Pepper song, What a Man. Okay, I probably don't have enough swagger to really pull it off, but we can all strive for some. I don't think I have one. You know what it is, though, Michael? This is wild. My theme song now is forever going to be the opening song we play to the show. In case you're wondering what that opening song is, sounds like Led Zeppelin. It's not Led Zeppelin. It's a band called Greta Van Fleet, and the song is called Highway Tune, and the whole jam is awesome. It's just a great, great jam. All right. I promised you I would deliver it, and here it is. This is 2 minutes. It's longer than I normally play, but I'm sorry. It's too entertaining. Corinne Diversity hire is obviously not good at her job. She was hired because she's a black lesbian. Everyone knows it. She can't talk. She doesn't know what she's doing. And man, the press is not making her life easy.
Do you all believe that this student loan program is fully paid for?
So we do. So this, again, this is the question that my colleague here, Ambassador, got. So we have to get a better sense, right, of what we're talking about as far as cost. But let me just say that out loud. She is the domestic policy advisor, and when she was asked that question, so I just want to iterate what she said. But we do believe it will be fully paid for because of the work that this president has done with the economy. We just don't have a number to share at this time.
Why don't you?
The UN ambassador, the former UN ambassador, spoke to this yesterday. We just have to see. It is a process that we just need to take a look before we can answer that question. We just don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We don't believe that it's going to increase the deficit.
You can't say how much it's going to cost. You can't say exactly how it's going to be paid for, and you can't say exactly who is paying for the cost. I get how you're arguing that it helps certain populations, but how is it fiscally responsible?
I mean, the way that we are talking about it and what we're trying to say is the actions that we have taken, and you see this with the way that the deficit has been reduced. We have taken just the last 19 months. And I see that look that you're giving me there.
Well, I hear that argument that you have taken previous fiscally responsible actions that give you more wiggle room to be
Right. It gives us No. We see this. We do not see this as irresponsible.
If you don't know how much it's going to cost, how can you guarantee that it's going to be paid for?
Look, I think what I can tell you is this, is that we have done the work to make sure that this is done in a fiscal responsible way and a balanced way. The economy is stronger than it's been in some time.
Is the Biden administration, I don't want to be accused of hyperbole here. Is the Biden administration the most nakedly dishonest administration ever? And again, I'm not a naive child. I know everyone, Republican and Democrat, all these politicians lie. Certainly presidents lie, administrations lie. Sometimes they're even necessary lies. I get that. But think about the naked lies they tell all the time. Don't think that's just her. Don't think that's diversity hire. They asked the education secretary, Cardona, about it. He didn't do any better.
How much does this cost?
You know, the projections are still coming out depending on how many people take advantage of it. But let me remind folks.
What's the range, about 3 Mr. months, secretary? What's the range of possibilities?
Well, like I said, those projections are still coming out based on how many people take advantage of it. But what we're finding is, when the loan payments restart, $4 billion a month is going to go back into it because people are going to start paying. Anyone making over $125,000 will resume payment into their loans.
Well, okay. It won't offset the total cost of this over time. I mean, how will this be paid for?
Look, the president has been very clear about reducing the deficit. And there are projections, not just from our department, but Moody's, for example, are saying that whatever funds go to this loan forgiveness will be offset by the increase in what we're seeing in loan payment restart for those making over $125,000. So concerns about inflation should really be tampered because it does offset.
Oh, man, we're in so much trouble. They had no plan how to pay for a $330 billion student loan payoff. They don't even pretend they have a plan. They're just nakedly lying about it now. Wow, I mean, the increase in the economy or something like that. Is this the most nakedly dishonest administration in the history of the country? I know that's a tall order because there have been some serious liars that occupy that office. All right, I've been teasing it for 2 hours. What's the newest at the FBI? Wow, it's ugly. And someone tried to kill Marjorie Taylor Greene in emails. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.